Green Elements is an environmental management consultancy that helps businesses become more environmental and help with their corporate responsibility. We tend to find that bigger companies come to us largely because of the companies that we currently work for, the likes of Interpublic Group and Grant Thornton and Omnicom Media Group, etc. Saying that, we do have a number of smaller companies on our books that I'm incredibly proud to be working with, and they do have to pay the consultancy fees. I do try and make sure that smaller companies do pay less, and we try and do as much as we possibly can, because at the end of the day, the more companies are becoming more environmental, the better it is for the environment. There's been an awful lot more talk on plastics and trying to reduce plastics, and I think that's partly down to the Blue Planet series with David Attenborough. If you were to give an example of a media company that would like to have cost savings but would also like to improve their environmental awareness across the company, we would set up environmental teams. We would ensure that the company had strategic, what we call key performance indicators, so targets and objectives, in order to, for them to understand that they are actually reducing year on year, and work with their teams and work with their staff across the whole company on trying to reduce that impact. And you would include energy, and you would include some of the bigger monitoring parts of that. So that would be, they're easier to reduce, but then you would also look at the day-to-day running of the business. And so, for example, you could be looking at plastic cutlery, or you could be looking at something as simple as not using straws, or what a company is procuring at that moment in time, and why they're procuring what they're procuring. How easy is it? It depends on how top-driven it is. So the companies we work with, we tend to work with their CEOs and senior management team. I think that's partly because of the type of people we have working for Green Elements, and Green Element only work environmentally, and we only help companies reduce environmental impact. And so therefore, we're quite niche, and because of that, word of mouth has spread, and we do work for companies. And I think you wouldn't want a company like Green Element to work for you if you didn't really care about the environment, because you'll just get really annoyed of us telling you how to do things all the time, and it just wouldn't be a good match. Depends on the company. So if you've got a company of 250 plus, it could be as much as one day a month. It really depends on what you want to get out of it. And then we're going back to those drivers and what it is that the company is doing it for. So a lot of companies do have to tender, and they have to rely on putting the environmental management within tenders. So they may have ISO 14001, ISO 50001, which is the energy management system reduction. And it's completely bespoke. It is a really hard question, but could be one day a month, it could be one day a quarter, if we feel that actually that is all that is needed. But then if you've got the right people on the ground running the facilities, or good office manager, etc., that is really environmental, then you would need less of an impact from us, because we would be able to rely on them doing it.